GWA. It's Animal Inside. And I'm not really sure why I've decided that right now is the best possible time to be recording this for you, but it is. So, I guess, deal with it. I've been drinking, so, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. We'll figure out what time it is when I'm done with this. Who knows? I may or may not post it. Who knows? I decided to do this this questionnaire thingy. Because why not? I'm drunk. I'm supposed to climb a mountain in 7 hours. Sounds like the best time for this because I need to sober up a little bit before I sleep. So I guess here goes nothing. Number one, what is your gender and sexual orientation? Well, I am female, and sexual orientation is I like everything. I like cock. I like boobs. I've been with both. I would be with both in the future. Yay, boobies! Alright, number two. What gets you turned on? I would have to say, pretty much anything. My biggest one is, I guess, confidence in a man. There's something about if you're out and you keep making eye contact with someone, and you can tell, oh my god, yes. You know, what does that even mean? I don't know, but that's what we're going with. The other thing that turns me on is, I really like guys, like shoulders, arms, doesn't even have to be in shape, just knowing that someone could overpower me and hold me down, just, A plus. Alright, number three. What is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? This question's hard. I guess I give a little bit of sassiness to everything I do. Kind of that arched eyebrow, I would say, is my characteristic look. I get in a lot of trouble for that. I just have this kind of smirk, and it means give me that. Do dirty things to me, or maybe it's taunting you. I'm not really sure, but it works out for me in the end. So, yay. Number four. What is your favorite sexual act? I don't remember these questions from other people's. I think that I might have the wrong questionnaire. We're gonna go with this. I really like sucking cock. Oh my god, penis makes me so happy. My favorite sexual act to do to me from someone else, I guess. I really like having my tits sucked. I would rank that even above getting eaten out because I've almost come from just someone sucking my tit, which was fucking awesome, and I want that to happen again. I don't know what happened there. Amazing. Five, what qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? I guess I kind of already answered this one, but yeah. Confidence, I don't know, having a little bit of goofball attitude, being able to joke about stuff, like if you're intelligent about it, like no your mama jokes, that doesn't do anything for me, but intelligent, witty puns, sarcasm, just yeah, that would make me pounce you. Yeah, very good. 6. What is your idea of a good sexual encounter? I would say one that makes me trembly in the knees. And I feel like a lot of people have answered one that makes everyone, like both parties, satisfied at the end. And I don't know, I have trouble coming all the time. So for me, anything that I'm just wiped out entirely at the end of, where it is literally a chore to get up and like walk across the room at the end, that is what I call a good sexual encounter. Bonus points for bruises. 7. Wow, this is a long thing. I hope I don't ramble forever, because God, I would feel really bad for you all. I hope you're not still listening. I wouldn't want to be listening still. Alright, back to 7. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear, and how do you prepare yourself? I think the obvious one for this one is black. Black is just sexy on everyone. For how do I prepare myself? Fun answer. I love wearing corsets. Corsets, literally one of the most sexy things ever, especially under bust corsets, because then you can still play with the fun bags. There's just something about being tied in to a corset. It just instantly wet. And the tighter it goes, there's no words. Like, oh my God. Just getting tied into one makes me halfway to subspace, and you could pretty much do whatever you want to me. It's awesome. I love it. Alright, 8. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I love him. I love him so much. I've had a crush on him. God, was I 11, 12? When was Third Rock from the Sun on? Yes, that's when. I've had this crush on him forever. Forever! I loved him with long hair, and he is the sexiest, sexy man now, but God damn it, I loved him as a nerd. Yes. Heart. Love. Love, love, love. 9. Nope. Yes, that's where we are. 9. Who turns you on the most in your life? Crush, significant other, teacher, anyone in your life currently? Well, the obvious answer should be my significant other, but that's a different kind of situation. I love him with all of my heart. I love him. He is like the sweetest guy. He's gone right now, and it makes me really sad to think about, so sorry, this is an awkward answer. But who turns me on? It's someone who's actually not currently in my life, because I can't be around him, because I want to pounce him so bad, and no, that wouldn't be okay right now, so, yeah, Oh, I would do dirty things to him. So, yep, him. Okay, 10. What are your favorite names to be called during sexual encounter? Let's try that one again. 10. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? I would go with kitten. I think that one's adorable. And also kind of dirty. I like being called dirty names. Cum slut, dirty whore, yep, whatever, throw it my way, I like it. Just the setting has to be right, you know. Can't just whip that out during, like, lovey-dovey missionary style, that just doesn't work. But yeah, going at it from behind, hair pulled back, tied up, call me whatever the fuck you want, I will, okay, whew. Focus. 11. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? That's hard. I guess I really would like to be able to come more. I feel like it just really frustrates partners. It sometimes frustrates me also, but I'm used to it, you know, kind of how it's been forever. Sometimes it just adds in that extra bit of uncertainty, and it's kind of a confidence killer for some people when they can't get me off. But yeah, that's what I would want. 12. How did you find out about GWA and why did you start posting? Well, I really like listening to ASMR videos. I just head tingles. Oh, it's so relaxing. I have trouble sleeping sometimes, so listening in to those usually puts me right out, and it's just kind of amazing. And then one day I realized when I was not on mobile that they had on the sidebar some not safe for work ASMR. So I checked that out, and literally the first post on there was someone asking for something pretty specific and naughty, and the commenters referred her over to here, and I fell in love at first listen. And it took me less than 24 hours to post my first audio. I'm not, when I first came in, I wasn't really sure that I would be posting, but after listening in to everyone and listening to how hot everyone was, I thought that, you know, I could do that. Maybe somewhere someone would be attracted to my voice, and I have all of these deliciously dirty thoughts that maybe just need to get put out there, and it would definitely help me to have them out there and kind of vent them off in this way where I'm not gonna get in trouble so much because there's nothing naughty, and well, there's lots of naughty. What am I saying? But I'm not gonna be touching someone else or enacting the thoughts that I have with someone else because that currently cannot happen in my relationship. So I thought this was safe, and it turns out I fell in love with you guys, not just in lust, because there's so many great personalities, and everyone's so, I guess, caring, and all of the comments that I get or PMs are just so nice, and you guys make me so happy. So yay, love you. Okay. Number 13. What's your dirtiest fantasy? Oh, so I'm not sure how many of you have read the story of O. I read that, shit, 7 years ago. I think where she goes into present herself in that area where just all of the doms are and just fucking hot. So my dirtiest fantasy would be similar to that, where I would be blindfolded and there'd be some unknown number of participants, and I was kind of used however they wanted with no say into any of it. I think that's really fucking hot. Other than that, I think that rope bondage suspension, just, oh, yes, please, where do I sign up? 14. What's the kinkiest sex you've ever had? In detail, of course, winky face. I think this one's going to be its own separate post because I would be here for another hour describing what happened, and I don't know that I'm entirely in the right mindset for that right now. It might be a really good story for you guys, but I'm sure there'd be a lot of, wait, back up, just kidding, I forgot this part. And that's not good storytelling. Who's gonna get hard to that? No one. So we'll say for now, the kinkiest sex for the intent and purpose of this survey would be in college we had these bunk beds. And turns out that they were the perfect size for some eye hooks to be added into my bed so I could permanently have handcuffs attached. That was interesting to explain during, you know, presentations of my apartment to my family. So we're My roommates thought they were kind of interesting. But, you know, I had cool roommates. 15. What's your favorite part of your body and why? I love my boobs. Is there more to this answer? Boobs are awesome. I like other girls' boobs. I like to play with their boobs. I like to play with my boobs. I wish I could suck my own tits because that would be awesome. No, that'd be weird. What am I saying? God, you guys, I don't even know. Am I even going to post this? Whatever. I made it to 15. I hope I didn't skip any. I don't think I skipped any. If you made it this far, good job. I'm really fucking proud of you. And I hope I really remember to come back to number 14 in a future post. Because that's... Oh, goddamn, that's hot. Okay, I'm going now. I'm sorry. I just apologize. Bye. I love you all. Really, I do. Even though I tortured you with this. Bye.